Welcome back to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host. As we get ready to close out 2025 and kick off 2026, I'm welcoming Product Marketing Manager Joe Pearson to recap all of the exciting releases here at eMoney throughout 2025. You're about to get more information on a release you're familiar with, or hear some great stuff about one that you need to go check out. Either way, this was such a fun conversation, and I can't wait for you to hear it now. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. I like to kick off every episode with having our guests share a bit about themselves. So can you tell listeners who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, sure. My name is Joe Pearson, and I'm a senior product marketing manager here at eMoney. I've been with the company for a little over 10 years. And in product marketing, we work at the intersection of product, sales, and the marketing team. So my job is really to help connect what we build and the people who use it, understanding what our clients need, how they work, and then helping us tell our story in a way that drives adoption and engagement. I spend most of my time, you know, listening to clients, gathering feedback, and then trying to bring that insight back to our teams so that, you know, what we create and deliver to clients actually fits how advisors run their businesses.
Yeah, your team is a very integral part in making sure our clients are in the know about everything that's happening at eMoney. It's cool to have a front row seat to that. So it's hard to believe that we're already in Q4. Today, we are going to obviously give users a bit of a recap. We've launched a lot of really cool, exciting things this year. And before we head into 2026, I want advisors to have a strong understanding of everything that we launched in 2025, maybe kind of cover some things that they missed or some things that they're not as familiar with that they could take some time to get a little bit more familiar with before jumping into a new year. So with all of that being said, as we get ready for another great year ahead, we kind of look back on everything. What are some of our most highly anticipated releases in 2025?
Yeah, so over the last year, we've had a lot of releases. Hard to narrow it down to just one, but I think if I would have to look at the top three, you know, the number one favorite thing that we launched this year was the Premium Client Portal. This came out toward the end of Q1 and generally just provides like a much more interactive experience for clients with additional features that are designed to increase client engagement. This also came with a new mobile app experience, which I know many of our clients have been asking for years. This was released as an add-on to any of our planning packages. And in general, I think the advanced features are designed to help create more interactive and engaging experiences that foster collaboration and business growth. Outside of that, you know, I'm a little bit more closely associated with the planning side of the product as far as the portfolio that I work under. So I also really enjoy the new presentation view feature in Decision Center. That's one of the bigger updates to Decision Center this year. And so as we looked at that, right, we were looking for ways to move away from just, you know, delivering a plan, meaning sending like a PDF or a printed document out, right? And so with Presentation View, you can create interactive presentations right inside Decision Center, select any of the reports that are available. It allows you to toggle through them more seamlessly. And then with one click, you can share that same kind of series of reports to the My Plan page on the client portal. And this was really kind of just about modernizing plan delivery there. And then, of course, it's really hard to talk about 2025 without mentioning needs analysis. That was another big feature that released in the first half of the year. So needs analysis has been around for a while since I started here at eMoney back in 2015, the classic version. But we completely overhauled it at the beginning of this year into like a quicker, easier to use tool for having single goal conversations to engage prospects and clients. And it first released with retirement, education, spending, and then fast follow, we got the life insurance topic. And so that was a great one too. And we have a couple more we just announced at Summit that are coming later this year, topics for annuity income and debt pay down. And I believe long-term care insurance just launched this month. So it's one that we've been continuing to build on and add to throughout this year.
there is certainly not a shortage for what has launched in 2025. I love all of those kind of three big things that you talked about: the premium client portal, presentation view feature, and needs analysis. Specifically, premium client portal, I know that so much TLC went into this. There was just a lot of love put into the development of this. The mobile app is huge for clients. And I know you did give a little bit of information, but could you maybe expand upon that? Is there anything else that you could recap for our listeners about that offering for our advisors?
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I had it first. Definitely one of the biggest releases of the year. Foundationally, the idea behind creating the Premium Client Portal was we're looking for something that was designed to increase engagement and collaboration for advisors, right? And so for advisors who want to create a more engaging client experience, one that really drives business growth, we wanted to have an experience that's more personalized and interactive for those end clients, right? And so, the idea here is we wanted to create experiences on the client portal that help those clients stay engaged between meetings. And that's what that release was really about, helping them connect with their finances in a way that feels natural and tailored to their goals. And so, yeah, first of all, it does have that new mobile experience. And on top of that, you know, there's also the ability to customize the home pages so clients can prioritize what matters to them. It's a couple different options, right? So whether it's you want to be keeping a close eye on your spending or tracking your investments or your individual goals or just want to get that high level view of your net worth, that kind of personalization is available and it puts it right kind of front and center the second you log in. Beyond that, there's a new explore section, right? And so that is an area where clients can independently run quick calculations and test out financial what-ifs. So they can look at things like, for instance, you know, if they're saving for a car or a wedding or paying off student loans or building an emergency fund, you know, they can model those things independently. And then, you know, if they decide to take the next step, share the results of those analyses directly back with their advisor to open up a conversation about it. And so all these features that are kind of built into it and we've continued to add throughout the year are about fostering collaboration and deepening the client and advisor relationship. You know, whether or not it's allowing them to explore independently, right? And then, you know, kind of engage their advisor around those different explorations that they've done, or even things on the standard portal, like the My Plan page was something that was released last year. The presentation view feature I mentioned earlier, right? Just creating more connected experiences between what the advisor is presenting in the office and the plan itself, and then what the client sees when they're engaging with their client portal experience at home. Having those be really close together is a big part of really how we're growing to evolve this thing over time. And so pretty excited about it. There's a couple big enhancements that are even on the horizon for it early next year that we can get into later, right? But this is definitely just the beginning for what's coming with the client experience, and that explore area as well is going to continue to grow with new capabilities over time.
Yeah, the client advisor relationship is just going to be stronger for people with that. It's been so cool to see. And I know I mentioned earlier how cool I think the mobile app is, but that level of accessibility, I mean, reality is we do so much on our phones today. And for better or for worse, it is a constant part of most of our days. And so I think it's really cool that with that, advisors can give their clients really that front row seat at getting a little bit more engaged in having an understanding of what their financial picture really looks like. So, kind of switching a little bit from the premium client portal, I do want to talk about Decision Center. I know that you talked a little bit about this back when I asked about, you know, what kind of our most anticipated releases were. But in 2025, we introduced sharing templates from the Decision Center into the client portal. How do you feel this release has kind of helped drive planning conversations for advisors with their clients? And I know that kind of goes also into the engagement component as well.
Yeah, so that's what I was referring to earlier as presentation view. So we have a couple different modes now in Decision Center, right? There's the kind of the single view everyone's familiar with as the default. Multi-view, which is an option to create kind of a one-page summary of all the different reports. And then this new presentation view feature, which takes a similar experience to the My Plan page on the portal, where you kind of break out the plan into this ribbon of reports that makes it really easy and streamlined to navigate. And the idea here was to make that consistent, right? To make the experience that the client has on their portal, whether it's the standard portal or the premium portal, with how they view and visualize their plan, consistent with how the advisor's experience shows the plan and displays the plan in Decision Center, which is our most powerful interactive and collaborative planning tool, right? And so rather than delivering a static PDF and just sending it to the vault or printing it out with presentation view, you can actually build a full presentation right inside Decision Center, select the reports you want, create a template, you can walk them through those interactively and have that conversation using the ribbon to very easily switch between reports. You don't have to kind of open up that drop-down menu to switch between them, and have that conversation where you're showing the impact of the planning actions and the plan changes in real time. And so the idea here is that that consistency between experiences isn't something that we're going to limit to just Decision Center and the My Plan page, right? It's something that we're going to pull that thread through all the experiences that we're building. The idea here generally, right, we're trying to make it easier to have those conversations in the office, whether you're using foundational planning, which is getting a big enhancement next year, whether you're in Decision Center, or even needs analysis now can be shared to the My Plan page on the portal. And so as we think about, right, driving these planning conversations between advisors and the clients, we want to make sure that we have this level of consistency between what you're showing in the meeting and what they're revisiting when they're engaging their client experience at home. Because that consistency reinforces the conversation and keeps them engaged long after. And I think that's honestly one of the benefits of us building everything in-house, right? Is that as we've been thinking about how we're evolving needs analysis and foundational planning and advanced planning and Decision Center over time, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build, you know, tools so that you can have the right conversation with the right tool at the right time with the right client. And as those clients grow, you can kind of expand what's possible. So as you move them from, you know, a single goal conversation where you might be using needs analysis to a multi-goal plan, potentially in foundational planning, to Decision Center eventually, if they start to need more comprehensive cash flow planning over time, it just feels like unlocking more capabilities within the platform, not switching to a completely new and different tool. And that's a big part of the goal here, right? And creating that consistent experience so that as clients grow with you, you know, you can just expand what's possible with what you're doing with them. And as you do that, they continue to stay familiar with the platform. They continue to be able to engage with it on their own in the premium client portal if they want to be doing that type of interactive work. And it makes it easier to explain these ideas and help them visualize the impact of their decisions and keep that discussion going. And I think that's ultimately when we think about, like, driving planning conversations, it's having the right tool for the right conversation. And that's what we've been trying to build. So part of that's presentation view, part of it's needs analysis, part of it's what's coming with foundational planning. And there's a lot on the horizon. And I think, you know, when we get to this time next year, or even earlier toward the end of Q1, we'll have reached the point where every core planning experience within the platform has evolved and modernized. And then we're really looking at kind of some of the stuff that's further ahead that we talked about at the summit earlier this week, if anyone was there.
Absolutely. I think the consistency element that you were talking about is, in my opinion, one of the best parts about that feature. Just giving clients the consistent experience and data is huge. And it does really help build that rapport that we're really looking to do to help strengthen that advisor-client relationship. Obviously, the premium client portal really focuses upon that. We see this feature play into that as well. What are any other, or are there any other 2025 releases that kind of help support not just the advisor, but also their end client?
Yeah, I mean, everything we really build is definitely intended for both. There's some things, right, where they have that interplay between the advisor and the client experience, right? So, you know, we talked about the premium client portal. We talked about some of the standard portal enhancements, presentation view being a big one. Another we can mention is needs analysis, right? That was released toward the beginning of the year, but that doesn't mean we were finished with it. And so just recently, I think it was in September, we added the ability to share the outputs of those needs analysis topics directly to the My Plan page on the client portal as well. And so now when you complete that analysis, like say you do a quick retirement analysis or an education analysis with a client, when you get that summary report, you can display it directly on the client portal. When you go to the, when the clients go to the My Plan page, they'll have a drop-down menu and they can toggle between the shared, you know, presentation views that have been shared from Decision Center or the individual need analysis reports that have been shared as well. Now we have Decision Center being kind of synced up with the portal. We have needs analysis being synced up with the portal. And one of the big things I mentioned earlier, we announced at the summit, right, was this reimagining kind of evolution of foundational planning that's coming as well. And what you'll see there is we're applying kind of the same logic, right? That ribbon navigation experience is something that's being brought into foundational planning in the future to make that a more streamlined workflow that's easy to navigate and kind of mirrors that experience in both Decision Center and the My Plan page. And then when you complete those foundational plans, they will have that same capability to be delivered to the client experience. And so everything that we're building, every experience that we're evolving, the intention is that those are going to be shared experiences where, you know, when you present and you go over that data, whether it's in the office or in a Zoom call, right, with a client, and then they go and they engage with their client experience independent of you, what they're seeing is going to match what they reviewed with you. So it's consistent and they're seeing the exact same reports as you presented them with the context that you presented it with, so that it feels and builds upon really what they know. And they're not seeing something that's a vastly different experience from what like you went over with them and then being confused, right? You know, you're going to continue to see more around that idea of consistency in the future as well. Like I know we're talking about 2025, but as we look ahead to 2026, next year, right? I know that there's a couple things we're working on right now where we're, you know, for the premium client portal, for example, we're looking to create stronger branded and personalized experiences. So it's not just, you know, us making sure that the reports and the outputs match the same, but that the actual mobile experience aligns closer to your brand, even down to potentially, you know, specific app icons that you can customize from the different options we have. And then we're also looking at developing standalone data gathering experiences, right? So you don't always want to roll out the portal immediately, but how can you make it easier to collect client data outside of the portal? And so we're looking at creating standalone data gathering experiences where you can send out the onboarding kind of series and get people to input their data so that you can collect it without needing the full portal rolled out. And so no matter, you know, which version of the client portal you're using, right, because that standalone data gathering would be something that's in both, right, experiences, we're committed ultimately to trying to create the best digital experience on the market and make sure that connection is stronger than ever, whether you're engaging with clients through the advisor experience or they're engaging with you through the client experience, right? So in general, the idea here is to create a more modern, cohesive plan delivery flow. And it doesn't matter what tool you're using, that's something that we want to be consistent across all the tools that we're building, you know, moving forward.
That was perfect. Yeah, that's a great synopsis of our mission here and what we've been trying to do throughout 2025, but also where eMoney is headed. So understandably so. So one of the big things of 2025, really in the second half of 2025, has been the One Big Beautiful Bill. And I'm sure many advisors listening are familiar with this legislative change. And hopefully many of them are, you know, up to date with how we have stayed on top of that here at eMoney. So with the One Big Beautiful Bill, obviously lots of questions came from our advisors. So I know we talked about this a bit before on the podcast. Can you speak a little bit on maybe the state of the updates here at eMoney as a result of this tax change?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the One Big Beautiful Bill, or, you know, 2025 Budget Reconciliation Act, whatever we want to call it, it immediately became a top priority when it came out, right? We always want to make sure eMoney stays fully accurate and aligned with the changes that are happening, you know, in the world legislatively. And so, you know, from even before it was passed, right, weeks before, we were looking at what the potential updates would be and trying to assess the impact and prioritize that work to begin immediately once we knew kind of what was actually going to take place and be prepared for it. And then as soon as the legislation became official, we started rolling out updates incrementally rather than waiting for everything to be final. Because our goal was really to get the value and get this implemented as quickly as possible while keeping everyone informed. So I know within the first week or two, we'd already rolled out a couple updates for some of the major items, things like the new tax rates, standard deductions, the repeal of the personal exemptions and changes to the child tax credit and all that kind of really essential stuff. Just to make sure that our users could start modeling those impacts immediately. And then a big focus, right, was just trying to be open and communicative around this. So I know, you know, I worked closely with our retention marketing team to get a centralized blog where advisors could see the updates as they went live and follow along and understand also like what had already been implemented versus what was in progress, right? We were pretty transparent. We tried to have a big list of here's everything that we're working on and what's still in progress. And I know, you know, it was a big conversation internally because our planning engine, right, the cash flow engine that drives eMoney is one of the most robust kind of true cash flow sandboxes on the market. So every time a big change like this happens, it requires really precise and timely updates to get done. And I do think the team did a fantastic job of turning those around quickly and making sure everything worked seamlessly within that simulation. And so I believe, you know, we have pretty much everything that we're looking to accomplish done. I honestly haven't checked in on it in a minute, so I don't want to speak incorrectly if there's anything hanging, but my understanding was all the, you know, core essential updates had been completed and live, and that, you know, now we're looking ahead to our end of year updates, right, as we approach the end of the year for 2026, just to make sure that we take the same approach of getting the data out quickly, communicating what those changes are clearly, and making sure that everything advisors are showing clients in the eMoney system reflects, you know, the latest updated information and legislation.
Definitely. The way that we kind of are able to shift things around and make that a priority is awesome because obviously it did require some changes. And even on the e-learning side, I know we've been working on all of our content, getting that updated and out of there. So it's great to see that we can kind of move quickly with those tax changes and legislative changes. So I've noticed an increase in the number of advisors who focus on holistic, comprehensive planning. Just in talking with different advisors, what are the feature releases from 2025 that really help support the overall planning component? Like, I understand all of them do, but is there anything kind of specific that you could shed some light on today?
Definitely understand the importance here, right? As we look at financial planning, our core focus, right, from day one of eMoney was around this comprehensive financial planner space, developing those complete cash flow financial plans as kind of the core of the tool historically. And so there are a bunch of different practice types, right? We have investment planners, case-based planners, comprehensive financial planners. And we certainly want to be able to support everyone, right? And so for those doing case-based planning, tools like needs analysis are really, really powerful to have those kind of single topic conversations. Comprehensive planning, you know, can be split. But the definition of that is different to different people, right? So foundational planning can work well, right, for those doing simple comprehensive financial plans, and then advanced planning with all the tools there really for those with more complex needs. But overall, comprehensive planning remains at the core of everything we do at eMoney. And we've been pretty transparent about the our vision for the advanced planning tool over the last few years, but just in case anyone hasn't heard it, right, our goal is to create one kind of centralized true planning hub for advanced planning through Decision Center, right? So we had things like Distribution Center in the past that was solely focused on these estate planning reports. And we were able to integrate those estate planning reports into the Decision Center experience and pull that in, right? And so we don't want you to have the requirement to jump in and out of different tools and different experiences to have these different types of planning conversations. Because they're not independent. It's all part of one larger conversation that you're having with the client. And so over the years, we've been releasing a number of enhancements to Decision Center to uplift that experience, to make it easier to add techniques and adjust techniques, to view more on the screen at one time with features like, you know, multi-view or introducing presentation view, right? That makes it easier to actually kind of navigate through that conversation and switch between reports. Since late 2023, we've doubled the number of reports available to advisors in Decision Center. And all that work has been the focus on creating this one place where advisors can go to have any planning conversation they need to have when it comes to comprehensive advanced planning. And that's going to continue to be a big focus for us. not just in this year, but in the future as well. You know, there's some good features that are in the works. You know, as far as things that have released this year, a number of enhancements to Decision Center and new reports that have come out. I'm most excited kind of to talk about some of the things that are coming though, right? So if we just had our annual summit where we made some big announcements. And so those are the things that honestly I'd like to focus on the most for next year, right? Decision Center is one of our most powerful, you know, collaborative interactive tools, one of the best on the market when it comes to comparing multiple complex scenarios. We have the Goal Planner experience as well, which isn't integrated into Decision Center right now, that allows for plan comparison capabilities. And so on our roadmap for early next year is making a complete kind of overhaul of that plan comparison capabilities of Goal Planner and integrating it into Decision Center as a new mode, right? And so as you're having these planning conversations and you're going through and kind of looking at the different options and comparing and contrasting what the techniques look like, rather than needing to flip back and forth between these reports, you're going to be able to switch to a plan comparison view, presenting those plans side by side so you can really easily compare and contrast and even make modifications to the data to look at those trade-offs and align on the plan together with your clients. And then a lot that we've been focusing on has been, you know, within the experience and presenting and doing this interactive stuff, but we also want to look at how can we accelerate the act of creating the plans itself, right? Not just presenting and comparing and kind of doing that interactive planning. And so another feature that we announced at the summit this year was the upcoming Co-Planner capability, which is also targeting release in early 2026. And this is something that's going to be available both in Decision Center and the new foundational planning experience, and is really designed to be a more intelligent partner for advisors. And so the idea here is that once you've gotten all the data of a client into the system, they've connected their accounts, and you have really all the information you need to begin planning, rather than having the requirement to start going in and adding techniques and guessing and checking and going through all that, with Co-Planner, you kind of, with a single click of the button, eMoney is going to automatically assess all of that client data and start generating, you know, actionable strategies to bring the client to the target of probability of success that you as an advisor set, right? So it's evaluating all that data, and then it's creating all the techniques and giving you multiple approaches. And so you can look at those planning actions or the techniques that it created, and you as an advisor have the ability then to toggle those on and off, to edit them, to dismiss them, and you're still 100% in control of the plan. You're always going to be in control. But exploring those strategies and deciding which techniques you want to apply to the plan then isn't something where it's a very manual process. It's taking, we're kind of surfacing what the information that you need, and then you can use your expertise to decide what to save to the plan itself. And so that's something that's really going to speed up the act of planning in eMoney and Decision Center. It's in beta now. It's actually been in beta since March of this year, March or April, but quite a while, right? Over half the year. And we're seeing reports of people saying they're saving up to 48% time savings when building plans. And we're doing all of this. We're using it, you know, it was all built internally by our teams here in our financial planning group, using a logic-based approach to planning, so that we can keep the process of how these suggestions or suggested planning actions to be considered are generated transparent and repeatable. And ultimately, like, we're also giving a lot of control to the advisors to personalize the outputs, right? So that they can kind of create the different floors and ceilings of the different techniques that are considered and have it up. And so I think it's really a huge step forward in the act of accelerating planning and creating plans and eMoney that's going to be in market and available to users sometime in the first half of 2026. I think we're targeting toward the end of into Q1 right now.
That's awesome, because it sounds like it's the best of both worlds, right? Like, you have the automatic component, and really plays into the idea of making business more efficient, making planning more efficient, but also allows the advisor to still be in control and make things custom to how they want it. So I think that that's amazing. Is there anything else you feel like should be touched on that?
On that one, no, I guess not. I mean, definitely you mentioned, right? Like, we never want to disintermediate the advisor from the client. And so in anything we build, when it comes to applying intelligence into the eMoney platform and making it smarter, you know, our goal is to accelerate the active generating plans. It's to surface more insights and opportunities to the advisor. It's to strengthen engagement and adoption between them and their clients. But we're always going to keep them in the driver's seat and always going to keep them in control, right? It's all these things that we're looking to build are, you know, come back to our mission and vision, right? Helping people talk about money, you know, helping financial peace of mind for all. And so we think we do, you know, 100% believe the advisor is integral to this process. And so, yeah, that what you said about, you know, trying to be the best of both worlds, keeping the advisor in control, but giving them a tool that's going to help them accelerate the active planning so that they can help serve more clients, so that they can expand kind of the ability to create plans to more of their client base is the goal here, but keeping them essential and central to the process always.
Switching gears slightly, we've talked a little bit about needs analysis, and as you mentioned, this is something that's been a huge part of eMoney for quite some time, but this has also received a lot of love from our team this year. So to kind of take a step back, for our newer advisors, those who might not be quite as familiar with eMoney, can you give them a brief overview of this feature? And then also with that, what are some of the highlights of the modernized version? And how do you feel it's giving advisors that opportunity to dig deeper?
Okay. Yeah, good question. So I talked a little bit about this earlier, right? This concept of the right tool for the right conversation at the right time. And so for needs analysis, this is one of the pillars of our platform when it comes to planning. Needs analysis being our targeted single goal topical solution, right? And really, this is ideal for initiating conversations with prospects or clients who have a concern or a need to get assistance with an individual goal, but they might not be ready for a full holistic plan quite yet, or they might not be, you know, in that stage of the funnel for an advisor, right? And so the idea here is that you might not want to tackle everything at once, but in those early conversation, needs analysis gives you a way to very quickly capture the essential data that you need to, within just a few minutes, show clients the value you as a financial advisor can bring to their lives, right? And so you can show them in this very consolidated workflow how you can help them to reach a specific goal. You know, when it released earlier this year, the goals that it supported were like retirement, education goal, large spending goal. And we've continued to expand that library out as the year has gone by. So we added life insurance gap analysis to that. Now long-term care insurance just went live here in October. And then I believe we have an annuity income module and then a debt pay down module that are on track for end of year currently, right? And that's not the end. We're gonna continue building out topics over time. But so regardless of whether clients, you know, looking to plan a wedding or vacation, or they just wanna help pay down debt, it's something that you can do right there with that prospect or client on the spot. Hopefully then, right? You've shown them the impact and your value immediately. And the idea here is that that's something that can build trust. And as you build trust, it naturally leads to deeper conversations. And so, you know, being able to spark interest by helping them engage around a single goal or a single financial topic is something that can act as a bridge to more holistic planning over time, right? You start with that single goal conversation, and as the relationship grows, you transition into a broader planning engagement. And it was part of kind of building out the platform to be more comprehensive of every level of, you know, client engagement that you might want to support, that we released this needs analysis tool. And then obviously I mentioned we have foundational planning being updated early next year. And then so they could move from that single goal conversation into a more holistic multi-goal plan. And then as their needs kind of get more complex, their situations evolve, you know, when they're ready, potentially move them to advanced planning, cash flow based planning tools. It all feels part of the same journey, right? That's the story that we've been trying to build out, the way that we're building these tools, to be able to move them seamlessly between them. And so for newer advisors, newer to eMoney, you know, starting with needs analysis is a great way to just get people into the platform, show them the value. And now with the recent release of the ability to share those analyses to the client portal on the My Plan page, you know, you can get them distributed that way so they can go and they can see interact with those needs analysis reports at home. And then hopefully, you know, if you have the premium client portal, then they're going to go and they're going to start playing with those calculators themselves, right? Getting into it, sharing back information with you, and hopefully it leads to, you know, a larger planning engagement. So that's the idea. When we rebuilt needs analysis, the idea was to make it a much more of a single page application, a very linear workflow. The data that you're capturing should all be handheld information, right? So you don't need to, you know, have them looking up a bunch of reports and sending you the tax documents to kind of get these initial analyses done. It was rebuilt to all connect back to the same data lake as our other tools, right? So the classic version, you know, didn't have that. So you would need to re-enter data, no longer the case, right? So now once you've completed it and you've saved those facts, they're saved to the same fact area as everything else. And what I, one of the things I love the most, honestly, is like when you get to the summary reports not only use Monte Carlo analysis, even though this is a simple analysis, doesn't mean that it's not using kind of that best in breed analysis of Monte Carlo that we like to have here. But it also surfaces options for meeting needs, right? So if you get to the end of a retirement analysis and they're, it says they're off track, right? They're 65% probability of success and they're running out of money in the 70s. It's not then just left up to you to figure out what the next step is, right? The needs analysis report itself kind of has, okay, here's your options. Here's the different planning levers that we can potentially pull on to help you get to where you need to be. You know, is it saving more, spending less, retiring later, working a little longer? What are those different options for you? And then it built right in is the ability to kind of take those different data points that are surfaced in the options for meeting needs and plug them back into the analysis so that the report updates and generates that data. And so as you're talking to the client, you can compare and contrast those options that it's giving you, right? And then come up with a personalized version that works for them and save that into the analysis before you share that analysis back, right, to the client portal so they can go home and have a copy of it for their records. And so just, again, built in a very streamlined and kind of modern way that works with the rest of the platform. That was the goal, to kind of bring it into the future along with all the other tools.
That was awesome. Another great answer, Joe. Just super comprehensive. And I think it's great to also give those advisors who are maybe a little bit newer to the e-money experience some insight into that feature, because it is at the heart of so much that occurs within e-money and at the planning experience. So thank you for that. Obviously, we've launched a ton in 2025, but that's no different than 2024, 2023, nor will it be any different from 2026. So is there a method to the madness when it comes to deciding what features to release? Like, obviously, you hear advisor feedback. And so how much say do advisors really have in what features eMoney can decide to release? Do they have a lot of say? And then kind of what else goes into that?
Yeah, there's definitely a method to the madness. So advisor feedback plays a big role in what we prioritize. Every user can share feedback right in the eMoney platform, right? There's within the footer, there's the basically links to user voice and allows users to put their feedback and suggestions into the platform. And that goes directly to our product team, where product owners and managers review that feedback continuously to kind of understand what the trends are and identify what's most important to advisors in the field today. We have great feedback sessions from our client support and customer success teams who do an awesome job of capturing the voice of the customer that they get from their calls and bringing those insights back to the product organization from the daily conversations that they're having and the support cases that are open. And then we also have a number of different steering committees for the different parts of the product org, right? So we're kind of focused around there's groups of release trains for financial planning and for the client experience and for data aggregation and all these different areas of the platform that we focus on. And so we have steering committees, which are made up of advisors and enterprise leaders from different firms who we meet with regularly. And these sessions are really where we share parts of the roadmap and gather feedback on priorities and talk about what would make the biggest difference and how, you know, they serve their clients. Of course, along with all that, we have our own long-term vision for where we want to take the platform. And that's obviously guided by our mission and vision, helping people talk about money, financial peace of mind. And everything we release needs to tie back to that, you know, making advisors work easier, managing the relationship with their clients stronger. You know, and so as we looked about, you know, when I look back at like the last year to year and a half, you know, I think of it as like the platform evolution phase where it's, you know, we modernized needs analysis. We've been evolving decision center. Now foundational planning is on the horizon. Goal planner is coming early next year, right? And so almost every single current planning tool that exists within the platform is going to have been modernized and evolved to a new version by very, very early in 2026. The same can be said for the client experience, right? We had really significant enhancements to the client portal both last year and this year. So early next year, every major experience has been rebuilt or enhanced. And next year, you know, we talked a little bit about CoPlanner, right? We're moving from this modernization phase really into making a more intelligent, smarter platform that makes planning not only faster, but, you know, more connected throughout all experiences. And so I'm really excited about that one. And as we do that, I think I'm excited to see how that opens up kind of opportunities now where, you know, to create new novel things, right? And so one of the things that was a common thread that we've been working on for Decision Center was just getting more reports into there, right? Because as we get more reports in, it opens up new conversations you can have within that, you know, interactive collaborative planning experience. And so I know that's going to continue to be a big focus, and we're looking at feedback for like, what are the ones to prioritize there, and not just bringing in like existing reports that exist within Implants Planning into Decision Center, but also what novel ones can we be creating to open up new conversations that weren't possible before. And so there's a lot of different, you know, feedback loops. I work really closely with our market research team where we're, you know, sending out surveys and gathering feedback from users of the platform. Or the market as a whole, even non-money clients, we're trying to solicit feedback from and see how we can get better and more competitive. So there's a lot of different loops, but I think ultimately, you know, getting into the platform, putting your suggestions in, participating in the different forums that are available, providing feedback to client support are all great ways to kind of get it back to us. Because I can guarantee we're listening, we're looking at it, we're trying to figure out how it best fits in. And I can see, you know, I hope everyone else feels it, but like I've been here 10 years and I definitely feel like, you know, over the last 2 to 3, the pace of change has just been accelerating, right? And we've been doing so many new, exciting things. And I'm really excited for next year and the year after to really see how we continue to kind of push the needle and move things forward.
We definitely have a lot of exciting things around the corner in 2026. So I'm very excited for advisors to get to experience the things that we have in store for them. But before we get to 2026, as we wrap up 2025, what is one feature release or launch that you really hope advisors go ahead and explore today if they have not yet? And I know that's a bit of a loaded question. I think it would be very easy to be like, all of them, obviously. But if there's maybe one that you think that could really impact them in a positive way as we close out the year, what would that be?
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't already checked it out, I really recommend checking out the Premium Client Portal. You know, creating more engaging client experiences is such a huge growth driver. That's exactly what it was built for. I know, like many people here at eMoney, I use our client experience, right? So I have the app and have it customized to show the investments on the dashboard and keep track of everything all in one place. So I don't need to log into a bunch of different apps to keep track of it. And I've really found the new experience to be great. And anytime I have a conversation with my wife and we're looking at like, oh, okay, you know, should we buy a new car, where it's at, I can just jump into, you know, the explore feature and start, you know, doing some quick calculations in a way that's really easy and intuitive. So that's my favorite. Now, I'm not aligned with the client experience art. I'm a little bit closer associated with financial planning in my day-to-day. So as I look at the features that I was more closely tied to myself, another one I'd want to highlight, I guess, would be presentation view in Decision Center. And that's just really a new way to have conversations with clients, right? As you're planning interactively in Decision Center and you're going through and you're toggling, you know, the different techniques on and off and showing the impact, oftentimes you need to go through a couple different reports to do so. And having the navigation ribbon curated to the plan that you're presenting with only the right and relevant reports to navigate that conversation just makes it so much easier to flow through and to have it come off as a natural conversation where you're not needing to like click into different drop-down menus to switch between them. And so it's much more fluid. And so like integrate presentation view into how you present and deliver plans when you're planning collaboratively with clients and when you're showing an interactive presentation, if you're not doing it today, because it just makes it a much more natural conversation when you're having it. And I think both of these things are great examples of how eMoney's modernizing plan delivery. And so if you're not using it, definitely recommend using it. And then when you're done, share it to the My Plan page on the portal so that they can go home and they can see all the reports that you just went over, you know, with the plan applied in context. Because I think that's really something that you're going to want to do. Even as we bring out foundational planning, it's going to have that same experience, right? This is the way that people want to be engaging with their plans. This is in these modern digital experiences, not through the PDFs anymore. So those would be the two that I would recommend.
Joe, thank you so much. Those are both great, but obviously there is just so much to be said about everything that eMoney has released in 2025. How can our advisors stay informed about the features that we are releasing here at eMoney?
Yeah, great question. There's a few ways to stay up to date. The easiest is through the knowledge base, right? So if you click into help when you're logged into eMoney and open up the knowledge base menu and go to what's new in eMoney section, you click into that, it's going to open up our product update, you know, blog page, right? And so that's going to list out every release with detailed links and resources by quarter. You can also visit our client communications blog. I think it's just blog.emoneyadvisor.com. where we post feature updates and product highlights that go live each quarter. You know, log in regularly as well. You know, for high profile releases, keep an eye out for in-app messages. And those are a great way to catch new updates right when they roll out. You know, our training team does a great job of adding new help resources as well. So oftentimes when you log in and see that, you can click learn more and it'll take you right to the resources you need to know to learn all about these new features as they come out. And then, you know, another shout out to training would be the Learning Center, right? If you go into the Learning Center, they do monthly webinars, right, on the latest product features and how to use them. And so you can sign up for those if you want to kind of catch them after the fact and learn about the latest features from the training team. And yeah, outside of that, I would say just follow eMoney on LinkedIn and our other social channels. Use those to announce new features and share videos and keep users in the loop about a lot of launches and things that are going on. So a bunch of different ways to keep in touch and stay up to date. Oh, let's not forget email. Sorry. You know, keep an eye out for your product update emails as they come out each month as well. So.
That part's great because it's right at their fingertips. They don't even have to log in anywhere. They can just see it right in their email. But yes, also the help menu, the training, the learning center, all of that is great. So Joe, thank you so much. I know I felt like 2025 recap was going to be like a really cool episode to cover, and it really was. And I felt like it would be very like long and comprehensive. So I think our advisors are going to leave today though, feeling so having such a great understanding of what it is that we really prioritized at eMoney and all of the fun and cool creative things that we launched for them this year, and hopefully just get them excited for 2026. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me. As anyone listening can tell, obviously, I love to talk about this stuff, right? I think it's really cool what we've been building. You know, that's why I'm in the role I'm at, because I think it's just so cool to create these new things. And I really believe in what we're doing. And 2025 was a huge year, but I think we're really just getting started. And I'm incredibly excited about what's coming, frankly, very early in 2026, right? I think by the end of the first quarter, we have some really exciting things coming that are going to make planning more seamless, faster, and more collaborative, you know, for our users. And so stay tuned, right, for what's to come. And I appreciate the opportunity to share. And for anyone who listened up until this point, thank you for sticking with me.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of eMoney's Knowledge Base Podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Joe on everything eMoney released in 2025. We're gearing up for an incredible 2026 and have some very exciting things in the pipeline, so be sure to tune in. We'll catch you on another episode soon.